God is transforming nations. Somebody's gotten a hold of this thing and they know how to work it now. God has begun to reveal to the body of Christ information that they've never had before. They're beginning to walk in it, move in it. I'm going to tell you today about a story of a man. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. But he's from Uganda. He's one of my heroes. I recently went to T.B. Joshua's, if any of you have heard of him, by personal invitation. And he laid hands on me and he said, he imparted to me the gift to break demonic strongholds.
Hallelujah.
And I read across a brother named John Malindi. If you get a chance, look him up, World Trumpet Ministries. John Malindi, M-U-L-I-N-D-E. He is a world changer, a true apostle. Let me tell you what an apostle is. It's not a name on a business card.
Amen.
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 You can put any name on your business card you want and pass yourself off. But let me tell you what a real apostle is. When a real apostle comes into a city, the demonic powers shake.
Yes. Amen.
When a true apostle comes into a city, the bars close down.
All right. Come on. Come on.
When a true apostle comes into a city, the lame walk, the deaf hear.
Yes, amen.
When a true apostle walks into a city, it causes a city-wide revival.
Yes.
It begins to change and transition the character and the nature of the spirit realm above them. They don't come in for a revival and leave. An apostle comes in to change the locale.
Yes.
He comes to bring a breakthrough heavenly realm into that place.
Yes.
And it's never the same again.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Now if someone calls themselves an apostle and they come in here and they just have a happity slappity revival, there's not an apostle there.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
It's about time that we as the church begin to discern truth from error.
Amen.
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 We've been fooled and put to shame too many times.
Amen.
I was raised in the real thing. Someone say the real thing.
The real thing.
And when that, and when they would come to town, things would happen.
Yes.
My father pastored A.A. Allen's church in Miracle Valley, Arizona. We traveled with A.A. Allen. I don't know if any of you know who he is, but he was an apostle of God.
Yes.
When he come into town, the devils got mad, got upset, and there was death threats, and gangs would try to burn down his tent and everything else, and same thing would happen to my dad, and things like that have happened to me wherever I've gone. I've been all over the world preaching the gospel. Matter of fact, it wasn't too long. Pastor Lisa texted me. I was in Nigeria and she had just was getting ready to go to Ghana or just come back from Ghana, and so I said, you know, God has a plan.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I tell you, people used to go to Africa as missionaries. Well, I want you to know something. I'm going to Africa to be trained. Amen. Because if anybody knows warfare, those folks know warfare.
Amen.
Man, they are casting out demons every service.
Amen.
And they don't usher them into the back room with a shh, hush, hush.
All right.
Honey, they do it right there.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. We have made a mistake.
All right.
We have made a mistake. Someone speaks in tongues, we put them in the back room. Come on.
Yeah.
Somebody shakes up in the spirit, we put them in the back room.
Right.
Someone starts manifesting spirits, we put them in the back room.
Come on.
Why are you putting the man and the devil out? Put the devil out and leave the man there. Come on. He came to set the captives free. And honey, if you don't have the power and the authority to cast the devils out, then you shouldn't be out here preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You will never ever read in the Word of God where Jesus commissioned commissioned anybody that he did not give them power and authority over devils and demons. You read it and tell me if he didn't say it. And I'm telling you, we're living in a time now that the whole world is demonized like never before. They are demonized like never before. There's mass demonization going on. I see it all the time. And the Lord showed me in dreams and in visions, he has shown me the manipulation in the spirit realm and the mass demonization of people all over the world.
Amen.
And honey, in this day and hour, if you don't know how to pray through, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Pray through. You're not going to make it through.
Amen.
If you can't overcome the temptation to watch your TV to pray,
yeah,
you ain't going to make it through. Come on. And much against me.
Hallelujah.
I said, just show me one thing in the book. I don't think I can take it all at once.
Uh-huh.
Now I want you to know this is a holy time in my life. I was fasting. I was praying. I was seeking God. I didn't have a TV. I didn't have a radio. Hallelujah. I don't want to hear what the devil has to say.
Amen.
Tell me what Jesus is saying. No wonder we don't have ears to hear what God's saying.
Yeah.
We're too busy hearing all that other stuff.
Yeah.
We're too busy hearing all that other junk.
Yes.
And so the Lord opened that book in that dream, and he just highlighted one thing. It was entertainment.
Mm.
Come on now. We worship our entertainment.
Yes.
I said, God, I don't even watch TV. I don't listen to the radio. I don't have magazines. What do you mean? He said, you'll even entertain your mind instead of being in my word.
Okay.
You entertain cleaning your kitchen before you'll be in my word.
Oh.
You entertain thoughts you had with somebody else instead. He says, if I came today, you would not make it.
Wow.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I ain't talking about someone who's out there in blatant sin. I'm talking about someone who's seeking God with all their heart.
Yes.
But God is showing me my sins. And I want you to know, if you don't allow God to show you your sins, you're not going to make it either.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. The Bible said, judge yourself.
Yes.
If you'll judge yourself, if you let God judge you, then when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, you won't have anything to be ashamed of.
Amen. Amen.
But if you hide that stuff in your heart, it's what I like about John Malindi. That he, if you know about Uganda, anybody ever heard of Idi Amin?
Amen.
Raise your hand if you heard of Idi Amin.
Yes.
Terrible dictator.
Yes.
Terrible dictator.
Yes.
He was a cannibal.
Yes.
He slaughtered thousands of his own people.
Yes.
There was a bloodletting like they'd never heard. And the man that took over after him was just as bad. John Malindi said, God, you've got to help us.
Yes.
You've got to help us. I guess God's want me to share that story right now.
Jesus, shut up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
So he began to pray. He began to seek God. And he said, one day he was praying and he couldn't break through. Some sister in the church came to him and says, Pastor John, I had a dream last night. She said, Jesus came to me, and I was on this straight, narrow path, this holy path, and I was getting so weary, and I was getting so tired. She said, and then Jesus came to me, and he said, you're in the right path. Keep going. Keep on the holy way. Keep on the holy way. You're going to make it. Be encouraged. He said, he handed her this scroll, and he said, but wherever John was left behind, take that scroll to him. And written on it was a scripture. And I don't recall the scripture, but it was one of rebuke. And he said, I couldn't find any peace.
Yes.
And he said, I just walked and I prayed. No, I prayed that night. And I woke up at 4 a.m. and began to pray. I still couldn't find no peace. And he said, I said, God, what have you got against me? I don't understand it. I'm living a holy life. I'm seeking you for deliverance for Uganda. And I need to know what's going on. And days went by and he couldn't get a word from God. God wasn't talking to him. He said, that's not usual for me. He said, finally one day, the presence of God came down. And he said, the Lord said something to him. He said, I think it was 1 Corinthians 6:9, the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Mm. Yes, amen.
He's like, God, you must be talking to somebody else.
Hallelujah.
You ain't talking to me. I'm a holy man. I stay in prayer and fasting, and you must be talking to someone else. And here's what the Lord said, and I'm going to read to you exactly what he said.
Yes.
The Lord said, John, you are full of filth. You have an outward appearance, but you cover much hidden in your heart. You're not ready to meet me. If you are full of this world, do you think you can make it in?
All right.
And he said, begin to give a scripture. We're no fornicator, adulterer, drunkard will enter in. Mm-hmm. And he said, the Lord said to him, said, no fornicator will make it in. He said, God, I have never fornicated. I'm a single man. I never fornicate. He said, I keep my heart as pure as I can. I don't touch women, nothing. And the Lord said, since you do not know your own heart, let me show it to you.
Amen.
How many admit they don't know their own hearts?
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. Jeez.
He said, not me, Lord. He said, God paused and he said, there's no crooked word that comes out of my mouth. Because you don't know your own heart, I'm going to show it to you. Remember this day and remember this hour that I appeared to you.
Yes.
He said, suddenly he was taken back and he saw himself sitting in the back of a car waiting for the taxi driver to fill it with gas. And this lady was walking by. And he said, suddenly he remembered the thought he had as he watched her.
Yeah.
And he screamed out, oh God, I've sinned. God said to him, it's not the sin, it's who you are.
Amen, amen. Yes.
It is what you have become. He said, I know every thought you think. He said, you take it with you when you lay in bed at night with those filthy imaginations. He said, you sit even in my church and a sister will get up to minister and you'll undress her with your eyes. He said, have you not read that if you look upon a woman to lust at her, you have committed adultery in your heart? He said, have you not read in my word that without holiness, no man shall see the Lord? He said, do you think those are idle words?
Come on. Amen. Come on.
He said, I examine the heart.
Yes.
And this is your way of life. He said, I have seen every manipulation, every time you've undercut somebody to make yourself look bigger and better, every time you bragged on your ministry that you have more miracles and you're better than the other church. Come on! He said, do you think I didn't see it? He said, I hear it all. Every time you think you're more anointed, every time you're self-seeking and self-promoting, you do it so simple. Shake hands with someone. Oh, I'm such and such. I have this title. I'm this person. I'm that person. Come. I ain't talking to y'all. I know. God said to him, in envy, every time you see someone else promoted, you think it ought to be you.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes, I went there. Envy fills your heart. And then he said he began to just moan in his heart. And he started thinking about all the miracles because he works in signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yes.
He said he began to think about that. And he's saying, oh God, you mean all those miracles I've been lied to? The devil's used me? I've been lied to? Those are false wonders and false signs? Oh God. And God said, be quiet.
Okay.
He said, I don't do miracles because you're worthy. I do it because I love my people. And he said, don't you ever judge where you're at spiritually by what I'm doing for my people. Now I want you to know that men and women of God do pay a price to walk under that anointing. That don't mean they're staying there.
Amen.
I don't mean behind closed doors they're doing what they're supposed to do. That don't mean they're going to make it in. The Bible said in that day, many will say unto me, Lord, Lord, have I not prayed for the sick and seen them? Have I not? Come on.
Yes.
And he said, depart from me, I know you not.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus. And he said, you started out right. What got in the way? He said, I'll tell you what it is. It's the approval of man that you wanted more than the approval of God. And he said, because men could not see your heart like I see your heart, they kept approving you. A fearful day. He kept approving him. And he told him this. He said, men don't have heaven. The Father has heaven.
Amen.
Look for his approval.
Amen.
He is a just judge, and he will accordingly judge you after your heart. Revelation says, I know the reputation you have that you're alive, but you're dead.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I've lived in this my whole life. I started preaching as a young teenage girl. I've seen people in the ministry that sickened me my whole life. They have a reputation of being alive, but they're dead.
Amen.
They're not praying. They're not hanging in there with God. Let me tell you something. I'm not bragging on myself because I ain't nowhere near where I need. I ain't nowhere near it. But I bet you I watch TV 1 hour a week at a 700 club. I don't listen to nothing but Christian music, and I don't even listen to that often because I'm in prayer or in the Word. If you want to be a champ, you got to put your time in with all your heart.
Yes, amen.
And if you're walking on a flow that you got 15, 20 years ago, you done left it behind.
Amen.
See, you can achieve things, and I want you to hear me, because you can achieve things in the spirit realm, and you can walk in these high levels of anointing and be as backslid as the man in the alcoholic on the corner.
Amen.
Just as backslid.
Yes.
You may not believe me, but I'm telling you it's the truth.
Yeah.
I've had ministers come up to me and ask me where I might know where there's a massage parlor. Or where I might know where they can let it, you know, be free. I've seen them living in homosexuality. I've seen them making fun of the people that they just raped the money out of their pocket.
Hallelujah.
You better watch where you sow your seed.
Amen.
I believe in sowing seed. Any money God gives in my hand belongs to God first. But I ain't going to give it to no junk. I'm not going to propagate no false gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Because I want good seed. I want something to show for my seed.
Amen.
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 God continued to tell John, Melindy, obey and repent. But if you don't, wake up. I'm going to come to you as a thief.
Mm-hmm.
He said, forsake what you think is valuable. Give up all that you treasure, that I may have mercy on you. If you truly repent, I will accept you. And he said, Israel is like, he said, an ox knows where it belongs. Cow knows where it belongs, but my people don't even know where their home is.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They don't know where they belong. They don't know me. He said, people are living in worldly woundedness, bitterness, hopelessness, and I've paid for it all, and they don't even know it. But he said, John, there's a day of agony coming.
Yes. Hallelujah.
There's a day of wailing, and a day where no man can stand.
Yeah.
And he said, John, my heart grieves. They are not ready, and I've done everything and given them everything to make them ready. John said, when I heard him say that the day is coming, he said, I begin to shake and quake, and the Lord began to show me visions of what it's going to look like.
Yes, amen.
He said, the issue is going to be one of survival. And if they don't yield to me, they will submit to the financial pressures. They will submit to human standards. They will submit to betrayal. And he said, they will say, peace, peace, and sudden destruction is going to come. One day the Lord woke me up during the middle of the night, and he spoke out to me out of Revelations. And he said, well, let's turn to Revelations chapter 3. He was speaking to me, saints of God, when he said this, but he's also speaking to the church. There's a word that we don't use in church anymore, and it's the most important word that you can hear. Repent.
No.
Somebody say it.
Repent.
Amen. Is he just talking to the sinner?
No.
Amen. Read Revelations and tell me who he's talking to. He's talking to the church. God woke me up the middle of the night, and he spoke this out loud to me. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, chapter 3, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent.
Yes.
If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
Amen.
I woke up trembling.
Uh-huh.
3 weeks ago, the Lord woke me up. He spoke to me audibly. He said, there's going to be two crashes.
Oh my God.
Financial is what he's talking about. The American dollar is going to die.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's going to die. They already have a new currency ready to put out. Probably worldwide currency. A few years ago, I had a dream that I was standing in the back of a church. And everybody was asking the pastor, it was a big church, but is this the mark of the beast? And they were putting a chip. How many knows that the chip was actually invented here in West Palm Beach? Did you know that?
Yes. Amen.
Right here in West Palm Beach. Sorry?
I think the first person who received that mark was in Boca.
That's right, Boca Raton.
Yeah.
And during the time of the election with Bush, with the Chads, I was here, and the Lord, I don't know if we told you about that, but that night the Lord woke us up and he said, go pray. And so we all went to the church to pray. And I told everyone, the pastor told everyone, it's okay, it's not the mark. It's just because there's going to be a shifting, and we've got to bring order. And there's chaos, and they want to bring things into order so you can get food, so you can be taken care of. It's not the mark of the beast. And I begin to scream at the back of the church, he's lying to you.
Yes, amen.
He's lying to you. This is the mark of the beast. Don't take it. But they didn't believe me. Who was I? Sikurete darabarabaharabi kero shoradidia. It's going to be a day of perplexity and fear. And the Lord said this, every hidden thing will be revealed. So you might be covering things up in your heart right now, your adulterous heart, your drunkard's heart, your selfish heart. You might be covered up, but in that day, all of it's going to be revealed. Everything's going to come out because the cup of iniquity is going to be full. Repent, return, and forsake. And then the Lord went on to tell him about fruitfulness. He said, too much in my church is being done in human effort.
All right.
Their programs.
Okay.
He said, the greatest sin is they have rejected me and created cisterns that hold no water.
Amen.
They've created their own sensations and their own experiences where I have not spoken.
Amen.
They have praised what is not me. They have amened what I have not spoken.
All right.
There's deception in the church. And he said, I will not tolerate it.
Okay.
It's time to be real.
Yes.
Yes.
Do we really believe what the Word of God says?
Yes. Yes.
There's got to be fire on the altar.
Yes.
Give the Lord a hand. Are we to be slaves to the flesh, the world, and the devil?
No.
Come away.
Yes.
Be like one who ceases to live for himself. As the Father has sent the Lord, Jesus Christ, he is sending us.
Amen.
No human effort will fulfill the will of God.
No
human effort will fulfill the will of God.
Amen.
Live for the law of love. He told John Melendi, greater temptation will be immorality that destroys, corrupts, and defiles. Perverseness, sexual sin. He says in let's turn to Zephaniah 2. Verse 13. Maybe I've got no, 1 through 3. I'm sorry, 2, 1 through 3. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. He's talking to the people of God.
Amen.
You've got a little space of time. The Lord has revealed to me that the darkness is coming on the face of the earth, and who will be able to stand?
Yes.
Who will be able to stand in God's consuming fire?
Amen.
It's coming, the purging of the church. The Lord showed me there's going to be a split down the middle of the church. There's going to be people who want church as usual.
All right, man.
And there's going to be people who want God for real.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Give the Lord a hand.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt.
Yes.
People you love are going to go to the other side.
Uh-huh.
They're going to call you witches and warlocks.
Ooh, amen.
They're going to call you all kinds of names. Did they call Jesus a devil?
Yes.
Now I'm talking about Pentecostal people. There's
yes.
a split coming.
Yes.
And the ones who are really working in divination are going to accuse you of the same thing.
Amen.
But you're walking in holiness and you're hearing the voice of God.
Yes.
Signs and wonders and miracles are following you.
Yes.
But they can't produce the real signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yes.
They will produce
Amen.
False ones. And I'm going to teach you about that. If you're interested to know about the higher principalities, I'm going to teach you this week.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you how they really operate. I'm going to unmask the devil. So y'all pray for me.
Amen.
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 Where are you going to fall? If John Melendi could have that word, what's God saying to us?
Amen.
And he said, the Dern Idi Amin, they sought God what to do. Mm-hmm. They went on a 90-day fast. Mm-hmm. 90-day fast. And he said they fasted and they prayed. They even went into the jungles for 3 days and slept in the jungles.
Mm-hmm.
And he said then the Lord gave them a plan, and they would take small prayer teams and they would go to whatever city God would send them into, and he'd say, okay, this is what God spoke. And he'd try to get the churches to enter in, and they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't join together.
Mm-hmm.
They might take some of my members.
Amen.
They might be starting their own church.
Yes.
They might be trying to, they might have something to teach that I don't agree with.
Amen.
Listen, there's coming a day that those who are on our side are going to have to stick together. I don't care where you put your membership.
That's right.
Because it's going to be you and Jesus against the world.
Yes.
And you're going to learn what it means to love one another.
Amen.
Love one another.
Amen.
I never see color when I look at people.
Glory to God.
I never see color, and I hope you don't see it on me.
No.
Love of God.
You're either one of his or you ain't.
Amen.
I don't care what color you are.
That's right.
Yes.
You're my brother, my sister, or you ain't. Amen?
Amen.
I've preached all over the world. I've held crusades in India, in Africa, in Middle East, and all over the world. I've been to 17 different countries. I never see color. I look for Jesus in people. I look for Jesus in people. That's all I want to see. I'm here today because of a little black woman that prayed for my dad that was dying of tuberculosis. If she had not been in consecration seeking God, I wouldn't be here preaching to y'all today. You think I see color? We're one.
In the spirit.
We are one. Jesus said, Father, that they might be one as we are one.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to have to learn to work together.
Uh-huh.
And be overcomers.
Yes.
Before I got here, the Lord began to reveal to me what he's going to do here. Now, there's two ways he said we could go.
Mm-hmm.
He said, either the church will come to repentance. I'm talking about you and me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we'll get down and get serious before God and find out where we are lacking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, he said he would hear our prayer, but he also said your iniquities have separated you from your God.
Yeah.
How many times have you prayed for 20, 30, 40 years and nothing happened?
Yeah.
You know why? There's something that we are missing. Hello?
Yeah.
There's a piece of the puzzle. Quit saying you're just supposed to name it and claim it. No, there's something you're supposed to stand and overcome. Some of your prayers. Think about it. Oh God, if you just give me this man.
Mm-mm.
You don't get him, and then you find out the hell he put some other woman through you. Thank you, Jesus.
Watch out, watch out, watch out. That's tough, man. That's tough. That's tough.
Is that the truth? Let's be real. Just give me that house. You get the house, you got $2,000 a month payments, you can't make it, you end up losing. God, why did you give me that house?
Yes.
The truth.
God wants you to come to a level of maturity in him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That you can walk away. anything that he says no to.
Amen.
Even if it's something you wanted with all your heart, you've got to lay it down. I tell you, Abraham had to lay down Isaac. Don't you know you've got Isaac's?
Yeah.
Don't you know it?
Yeah.
Don't you know it?
Yeah.